With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Russian state news agencies reporting today that ousted Syrian President Bashar Assad is in Moscow with his family and has been given asylum there hours after close ally Russia said he left Syria negotiating with rebel groups who took Damascus and essentially now control that country. Assad has fled, bringing a dramatic close to a 14-year struggle to hold on to power and a brutal civil war. Meanwhile, an American journalist may still be alive after more than a decade missing in Syria.
The family of journalist Austin Tice says there's evidence to show he is alive. Austin Tice's mother, Deborah, gathered reporters to announce.
We have from a significant source that has already been vetted all over our government. Austin Tice is alive. Austin Tice is treated well.
The family met with national security officials amid the insurgent uprising in Syria. Tice's father, Mark, says the White House has been less than helpful in trying to secure the reporter's release. Tice disappeared in Syria in 2012. I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says Republicans may have to work some long days to get advantage of their opportunities once President-elect Trump is sworn in January.
The American people need results. And anybody who wants to go to the mic and say, I'm uncomfortable with working 7 days a week, should say that to the public, not to me in a conference.
Senator Tillis spoke to the Salem Radio Network. President-elect Trump today calling for an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine shortly after a meeting in Paris with French and Ukrainian leaders. He says Kiev, quote, would like to make a deal to end the more than 1,000-day-old war. In his post on Truth Social platform, Mr. Trump said Moscow and Kiev have lost a lot of men. This is SRN News. Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey writes in an opinion that his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to get abortions. Missouri voters approved an amendment this past month that enshrines abortion in the state constitution, but the measure does not specifically override any state laws. Instead, it leaves it to abortion advocates to ask courts to knock down bans that they believe are now unconstitutional. The LGBT agenda is again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captain's armbands issued to the 20 clubs in England's Premier League this month, but Sam Morsy of Ipswich says he won't wear one because he's a Muslim. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace captain Mark Guey opted to wear the rainbow armband but added the phrase, I love Jesus, to it for a match against Newcastle. This is SRN News. Supermicrocomputer says a review committee has found no evidence of fraud or misconduct amongst the server maker's leadership.
Supermicro is also searching for a new chief financial officer and appointing other executives per recommendations from the committee. The panel began its review several months ago after Ernst & Young communicated concerns over issues like transparency. Additional information that emerged during this review eventually led EY to resign as Supermicro's public accountant in October. But on Monday, Supermicro maintained its committee found no evidence of misconduct.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, December the 8th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. They include flautist James Galway. He is 85 years old. Actress Terry Hatcher turned 60 today. Basketball Hall of Famer Teresa Witherspoon is 59. This is SRN News.